Then also, we are looking at the EOCs for our graduating seniors from semester, and we have some students that need to take some EOCs, and so we will be hosting those in the SEC. They're so gracious to let us use some space over there December the 13th through the 16th, so we'll make sure that we get that taken care of, that state requirement taken care of as well. Some of the other things that we've talked about is that students for dual credits courses through the college, there are times that they have to take tests that are required to be monitored and proctored in the building, and so we will do that on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Students will be allowed to be able to come in and take those at that time, required to do so because they have to be proctored by our teachers. So that's one of the things that we are accommodating. We will continue to do back on track in the evenings, and so the way that's going to look is that that'll be over at the SEC building as well after school, and we will end up having to go and pick up students who may need, that would normally have MPS transportation to the school in the morning. We will have to go get them, pick them up through with a van, bring them back for back on track, and then the buses will pick them up and run them at the evening like they normally would.